Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network, and I'd like to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets, Sweet Hour of Prayer for this Monday, September 20th, 2021. And on tonight, I am so blessed to be joined by some mighty and wonderfully anointed servant leaders in the persons of Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, the founder of Love Connection Ministry, Dr. Susie Beavers, the founder of Gap Ministries, Apostle J. Leon Travis, the mighty and wonderful woman of God, hallelujah, that we call our own, Apostle Zeta Flowers. And also we have with us Apostle J. Leon Travis's right hand, hallelujah, and faithful servant, Elder Leola Williams. And before we begin this prayer meeting, we are going to have a word of prayer. I'm so excited to be here standing with these servant leaders to pray and to cry out to God and to show the world that it's time to pray. And I want you to know that here we pray expecting God to move. Hallelujah. Because we know that if we abide in him and he abides in us, that we can go to our Heavenly Father and we can ask what we will. And the Word of God says that it shall be done. It does not say perhaps it will be done or maybe it will be done. Jesus, the Logos, says it shall be done. And it truly blesses my soul on tonight to come together with such beautiful people to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters in this country and around the world. So most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now to your throne first and foremost just glorifying you, magnifying you, just praising your holy name, first and foremost for every servant leader that is present here tonight and every household of faith, every ministry that is represented here tonight. And Father, we come tonight first and foremost asking you to search us, O God. And if we have done, said, did you have thought anything that isn't of you, Father, we're asking you to please create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. Because, Lord, we just want to be pleasing unto you, and we want to come to you tonight with clean hands, with a humble heart, with pure motives, Father God. We are going to cry out. We're crying out to you, Father, for your help. Because we know that without you, Father, we can do nothing. So, Lord, first we come with gratitude in our hearts, thanking you for just the opportunity to come boldly before your throne as a family, on one accord, with one spirit. Lord, we come just to lay it on the line as your spirit leads. So we ask that your Holy Spirit come in now and have his way. Let him tell us how we ought to pray. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that on tonight, someone will be healed. Someone will be delivered. Someone will be saved. Hallelujah. Someone, God, will humble themselves and come to you and make you their Lord and their Savior. And it is in your holy and righteous, magnificent name I do pray it all. Amen and amen and amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm ready to hear some praying now. Thank you, Jesus. And tonight, I'm going to ask my beautiful sister, Dr. Susie, to kick this thing off right. Because, see, tonight, saints of God, we just want you to understand, if you're expecting those blanket prayers, you're not going to hear those tonight. You know, tonight we are praying specifically. Tonight we are praying for the root causes that are stumbling our brothers and sisters. Tonight, hallelujah, we are addressing the real. the good, the bad, and the ugly, in Jesus' name. So, Dr. Susie, come on in the room and pray according to the spirit in your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I was going to try to charge my headset, Bishop, but we will hold the phone and do the best we can. God, we come before you tonight as we are on bended knees. Lord, our hearts are prostrate to you because we come into your throne room with respect.
Yes,
we come,
Lord,
asking and seeking Abba, Mother, Parent. And as we come and sit at your feet, oh God, we just want to first of all celebrate who you are.
Yes.
I dare not come to my Abba, my Mama, my Parent without saying thank you, Lord, without praising you for making the sun rise this morning and set. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us off with your touch of love. We just want to say thank you for your mercy and your grace, because you didn't have come this evening, because, Lord, you said your grace is sufficient.
Yes.
And so as we're on our knees, oh God, we just ask that you hear your children's call. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Lord, 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 have mercy. As
yes,
we
sir.
Sit down at your feet, oh God, we want to just tell you how good you've been to us when you didn't have to be. We want to tell you how good you've been to us when we were driving up and down the highways and the byways. And, oh, Lord, you kept the car on the road, and you took the wheel, and we made it to our destination and back. So we just want to start off, Lord, by just praising you and thanking you for all that
you've
done. Lord, you've taken care of our children as they've gone up and down the road, and we want to say thank you. You've taken care of our family and our loved ones, and Lord, we come to say thank you because many of our folks in the hospital right now, oh God, and they're dealing with all kind of diseases, whether it's COVID, whether it's cancer, whether it's tuberculosis or any long-term disease or short-term. Lord, we are wanting to say thank you because you chose to take care of us, your children, as we sit down before you. And Lord, you've been so, so good. You've been so good that even though there are hurricanes and tornadoes and bad weather here and bad weather there, Lord, you saw fit to protect your own. And Lord, we once again just want to take a moment to say thank you. And then Lord, as we move into praising you for being good to us, because we know that around the throne, the 24 elders are praising you all the time. And so we can't help but be remiss if we don't say, holy, holy, holy.
Well,
Lord, thou art mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good.
Thank you, Lord,
for being God all by yourself. There's nothing you had to do, but, Lord, you let exist in this world so that we can make a difference.
Yes.
Oh, each and every one of us are here today, oh God, because you have a purpose. You want us to understand the meaning and purpose in our lives to do the work for the kingdom. And so we sit here and we just want to say thank you, 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 Lord. And then Lord, as we move on to say thank you, we just want to confess we haven't been the best we could be. We haven't done everything you ask us to do. We haven't done those things. And Lord, because we have been remiss, we are regretful, oh God, and ask that mercies would be renewed, oh God, that you would change and transform us so that we could come before you with integrity, that you would help us, Lord, not be the same way we are when we get up off our knees tonight. Lord, hallelujah, after we all say these wonderful prayers to you, oh God, but there will be a change and transformation in our hearts. That, Lord, when we go home, When we go home tonight, oh God, we will know that we've been in the presence of the Lord. We just want to
yes,
say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then, Lord, we want to come on down, Lord, to get into the point to where we have our petition. Oh, yeah, we have our petitions, oh, God. We've been through a dark night's journey. It's been tough for us down here, oh, God, and we know that we're in the end times, and, Lord, you're setting
mm-hmm.
everything up for one world order, and we've got problems all around us, Lord. We've got prison that are struggling and crying and being mistreated. We've got our people who have been locked up for no reason or for little reason because it's another form of slavery. We've got so many things going on that are causing your people, Lord, to stumble, drugs and alcohol and any and everything that the devil is throwing at us, oh, God, to try to get us off track because he knows he ain't got much time left. So he's trying to destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy your children. So, Lord, we are asking, oh, God, for the power of the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide with our loved ones so that we can be aware of the enemy's snares. But to remember,
yes.
no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, that as we see the things that are happening around us and in our lives, Lord, we are calling and trusting in you that the word might be on our lips both day and night, that we won't turn one to the right or to the left, but we will continue, oh God, to remember that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, that no matter where we go, oh God, you promised to be right there with us. And you didn't
yes.
promise us, Lord, that we wouldn't have to fight, but you said, hallelujah, we wouldn't have to fight alone. And so we're down on our knees tonight. All of us, oh God, are on our knees because we're here
yes.
to offer
yes.
this prayer to you, Lord. We are here because we know that only you can keep us from falling, oh God. We are here because the song says our walls are crashing down, but we're on our knees, hallelujah, because we know, oh God, that you, oh God, are able to keep us
yes,
from falling
Jesus.
And that you, oh God, can do all things but fail, hallelujah.
Come
Lord,
on,
we know
come
that
on.
You're a doctor that never lost a patient, a lawyer that never lost a case. We know that you can do all things and keep us from falling as well. Thank you, Jesus. And so
thank
as
you,
we
Lord.
Come, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, I just want to say thank you. And I just want to praise
thank
you for the people, Lord, who have come tonight. I ask blessings
yes.
on all of servant leaders who are coming tonight to offer a prayer because, Lord, we often are praying and interceding for everybody. Hallelujah. But Lord, we
yes.
ask tonight that you would give a special anointing and a blessing for every minister, every person who is here tonight, who has come, because Lord, we have issues and challenges that we have to face.
Yes,
and Lord,
Lord
we need
Jesus.
Your strength and your renewal to be able to do the things that you want us to do. And so Lord, as they pray, Lord, give them a special anointing that as it goes
yes,
out
Jesus.
From them, that they would receive as well as it comes in. Thank you, God, for being such a blessing, Lord. Thank you, God, for looking out for your own. And I just want to praise you, oh, God, because you've been so good to me. And I just want to thank you. I want to take up all the time tonight, but I just want to tell you how good God has been to me. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking care of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Apostle Edwin Holloway, come on in the room, beloved.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, we come before your throne, oh God, today. God, you are the great I am, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Bright. God, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. God, we lifting up, oh God, this nation, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said, oh God, Lord, you would destroy Israel. But Moses interceded for Israel, and because he interceded for Israel, God, you did not destroy your people. So, Father God, we intercede for this nation, God. All the corruption and all that is happening, God. All the turnarounds and turnouts, so God. In the name of Jesus, in the White House, in the Senate, the Congress, God. Over every government official, all over, God. In the name of Jesus, God. On the border, God. In the name of Jesus, God. There's the Haitians want to get in, God. Coming from desolation, abomination in their country, God, and we pushing them back. Father God, we asking you, Lord, to intercede. We asking you to move by your spirit. God, we asking you to touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We asking you to heal, God. Heal the people, God, from COVID-19. God, we asking you to move, oh God, all through this land, God, in the name of Jesus. Every unjust thing that's been happening, God, we ask you, Lord, to turn it around, God, because you're the judge. Oh God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
God, we ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit, by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we asking you to touch our neighbor, God. Lord, they diagnose him with lung cancer, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we asking you to move, and you are a healer, for we were wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Father God, we thank you for healing our neighbor, God. We lifting up and interceding for him, God, in the name of Jesus, and all the people around that are suffering, God, that are going through, God, in the name of Jesus, because of this pandemic. God, we asking you to move by your spirit, God, by your power, by your stretched out arm.
Yes.
God, all through this land, God, in the name of Jesus. And those, oh God, that have been ravaged by Ida, God, we asking you to move by your spirit. Turn it around, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them hope, God. In the name of Jesus, give them hope, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God of heaven, we ask you, Lord, to heal, God, deliver, set free, God. And those who don't know you, God, we asking you to stretch your hand out to them and draw. God, you said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So, Father God, we thank you that you've been lifted up and that you've got your hand out and you're drawing all men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we praise you. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, touch. Oh, God, touch. Oh, God, you touch the unjust judge. And he turned this thing around, God. So, God, we asking you to turn things around, God, in the courthouse, oh, God, in the Senate, the Congress, God, all through this land, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for doing it. God, we intercede.
Yes,
God,
Jesus.
We thank you,
Lord,
God, for doing it. God, in the mighty name of the Most High God, we thank you that you are our Father, and there's nothing too hard for thee. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you all praise. We give you all glory, and we give you all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Prophetess Kathleen. Hallelujah. Come on in the room, ma'am.
Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you tonight. We lift you up and we magnify your name. You are so worthy to be praised, Father God. We love you and we praise you tonight, Father God. Oh God, we just lifted up people from around the world, Father God, souls. More souls for the kingdom, Father God. As you will touch people's hearts and minds. To let them know that Jesus is the answer. Father God, you are the answer in the name of Jesus to whatever their life's problems and situations are. It's not all the government. We pray for the government, yes. But Father God, before we could even get on a list for a government, you could send us food and healing and prosperity. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for taking care of us. We thank you for going into sick rooms everywhere, God,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, and bringing hope and help, oh God. Thank you for healing John and lifting up Monica, his wife, Father God, for giving them peace in the name of Jesus and
yes,
healing
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for moving in our country. We thank you, Father God,
thank
for moving
you,
in the government. We thank you for strengthening the health workers, oh God. We thank
yes.
you for touching those doctors and nurses. Father God, that are taking care of the sick, not just the COVID, but for sick people everywhere. We thank you for their strength, oh God. You're strengthening them in the name of Jesus. And thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Father God, for stirring up your people, for stirring your people, Father God, to
yes,
fall
Lord
on our
Jesus.
Knees and pray and
yes,
seek your faith,
yes,
Father
Lord
God,
God please,
to find
God.
Out where we fit in this life, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in your kingdom, oh God, it's about your kingdom, God, in the name
yes,
of
Father.
Jesus. And Father God, we just ask that you would continue to anoint us to pray, that you would continue to anoint us to do what you've given us to do
yes,
in the
Jesus.
World, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for your wisdom. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for taking over our lives and our situation
yes.
as we intercede and pray for others, oh God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father God, you're not a man that should lie or the son of man that should repent. If you said it, then you bring it to pass. And Father God, we just thank you that even in the midst of what's going on in the world today, Father God, you said if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our hearts. And Father God, we thank you for bringing it to pass in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
because it's
Lord
all
God.
For your glory, Father
yes.
God. It's for your glory. It's for your people.
Yes, Jesus.
It's for your
Hallelujah.
Your sharing through us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor, Father God. You get the credit. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Hallelujah. We having some beautiful prayers coming out. The warriors came out tonight to the war room. Hallelujah. They armored up. And they praying, saints. Y'all praying tonight, saints. And we're going to continue on to hear from the anointed servant leaders. But if you are in this studio tonight and you too want to raise your voice to the Lord in prayer, if you would be so kind as to press your 1 on your keypad, hallelujah, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, and you will come into you will be in the war room with us. State your name and begin your prayer. Amen. So when, and I'm going to begin scrolling to see if there's anybody that's going to join the wonderful servant leaders that are already praying. Hallelujah. But we're going to continue on now while I look for those ones. So Elder Leola, beloved, come on in the room and lift your voice to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. First, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your mercy and your grace every day, Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Jesus.
We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for walking with us each day, Heavenly Father, covering and protecting us, Heavenly Father, looking over each one of us, Lord, and our families and our children, Heavenly Father. You
yes,
said that
Jesus.
No weapon formed against us should prosper, but Heavenly Father, as the weapons come, you said that they wouldn't prosper, Lord, but we give you thanks, Heavenly Father, that the battle
yes.
is already won, Heavenly Father, that
thank
you have
Jesus.
Done it, Lord, that all we have to do is walk in the victory, Heavenly Father, keeping on the armor of God, Heavenly Father, protecting our minds, our hearts, our souls, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
Lord, we
Jesus.
Thank you for the healing of the sick, Heavenly Father. We thank you for those that you've already healed from COVID. We thank you for those that you've healed
from
all the diseases that are there, Lord, the cancer, Heavenly Father, whatever it may be, Lord. You took stripes, Heavenly Father, for everything there is, Heavenly Father. And in knowing that, Lord, we know that there is healing right now in the mighty
name
of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
We thank you for the blood that covers us, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you that you're with us, Heavenly Father, in our sleep, Lord, as we awake, Heavenly Father, to another day. And we thank you for each day, Heavenly Father, that we walk upon this earth, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Apostle J. Leon, my little baby sister, come on in the room.
Father God, in the name of the resurrected Jesus, we come before you. We humble ourselves. We glorify you. We magnify you. We cry out in a voice of repentance. Father God, we repent from anything and everything that we've done knowingly and unknowingly. Towards you, Father God, in the earth. Now, Father, it is in your name, it is in Jesus' name that we come, Father, right now. You said that the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness,
Jesus,
and rulers and rulers of darkness and high places. So, Father, we claim our rightful position because we're seated in high places in Christ Jesus. And so, Father God, we come against every demonic and satanic plan of Satan. We ask in Jesus' name, we command that Satan be removed from the high places in government, in the healthcare areas, in the financial areas, in the marketplace. Father, we bind the spirit of Laban in the marketplace. We bind the spirit of Herod, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind the spirit of pestilence in the land. We know that these things don't happen unless you allow it. So, Father, we are thanking you right now for the covering as well as the blessing and as well as the healing. Because, Father, we know that you're covering those of us that you're keeping for your purpose. And we're asking that they be continued to be strengthened, Father God, strengthen the leaders. Strengthen the people, the servants, Father God. Strengthen our hearts. Strengthen our minds. Remove the distractions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need wisdom poured out into us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Wisdom and discernment needs to go hand in hand in our lives in this time, in this age, Father God, in the days of Noah, because this is what we're living in the days of Noah, Father. We're crying out, prepare ye the way of the Lord, because Jesus is coming, and they're laughing. They're scoffing at us, oh God. But, Father, continue to keep us on the wall. Continue to keep us strengthened, oh God.
Yes,
to raise up networks like Spirit Alive. Continue to raise up servant leaders like all of my brothers and sisters that are on this call, those that are in the studios, those that are in the chat room, Father God, those that want to pray that are afraid to pray out loud. Father, give them a heralding in their voice. Father,
yes,
let them become
Jesus.
The heralders of the coming of Christ. Let them become the heralders of the gospel, because it is the word that is the answer to this situation. It is the word that is the answer to the world, because the answer came over 2,000 years ago, Father, and the word became flesh. He hung on the cross,
yes,
Father God, and he came down off of the cross. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the victory, as one elder said. We walk in the victory, Father. We thank you, as one of the apostles and the prophet and the minister said, Father God, for the protection and the covering that you're giving us when we're on the highways and the byways. Keep us safe in our homes, Father God. We thank you for keeping us safe when we sleep, and Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, it is your name, Abba. It is Yahweh that we cry out to, because you are the answer, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, they that dwell in it. We all belong to you, good and bad. Now, Father, we pray for those that don't know you, Father God. We pray for those who are living in darkness, Father. We ask that the light of revelation come upon every heart. Let it be such a light of revelation, even if they have to come out of a blind situation like you caused with Saul, even if they have to have a road to Damascus experience, Father, we call it down from heaven right now. We will
pull
under
hell
and populate heaven right now in the name of Jesus. This is, as Bishop said, we're in the war.
war room. This, give us strategies, Lord God. Send us to the people, whether they're homeless, whether they have mansions. Not everybody that has or have not are saved, Father. Send us to those who are lost. Send us to those who are that need you, Father, to the sick, Father God, to the shut-ins, Father God, to the children, Father, whatever it is that's causing this spirit of autism, as it said in the Old Testament, of deaf and dumb, we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of, I saw in the spirit where people were taking Ouija boards and using voodoo, and they were calling upon leaders, and they were calling upon their neighbors. So, Father, we break it right now in the name of Jesus. Every plot and plot of witchcraft, we break it right now. We come against it right now. We fear not, because we walk in the blood of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are saved by grace. We are called of God. We are his sent ones, Lord God. We are calling upon the spirit of David, Father God, to come upon us to do battle, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to knock down every Goliath, oh God, with your word in the name of Jesus. Every giant that stands in the way of your purpose, Father God, we come in the name of the Lord God. We come in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father God, and we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for the blessings that you are pouring upon this network, for the blessing that you're pouring upon every person that is on this call who is taking out time, Father God, to pray and to fast and to seek your face, to stand in the gap, Father God, for those other than ourselves, other than our families. We include our families in everything, but we're including the people of God worldwide in the name of Jesus. We're asking, Father God, that you would just flood us with the blood of Jesus, Father. Flood us with the anointing. Purify us, oh God. Purify our hearts. Purify our minds. Transform us,
Jesus,
oh God,
please,
that we may be used, Father God. Pluck out the infection,
Lord,
that is in the body of Christ, that is caused through media, that is caused through society, that is caused through the love of money, that is caused through the love for fame and fortune.
Come on.
Pluck
Amen.
Out that infection out of the body of Christ in the name of
Jesus,
Jesus, oh God.
It's a cancer,
we thank
Lord.
You right now in the name of Jesus that every witch, Father God, that stands against your word, we command the witchcraft to come down. Whether it be male or female, Jezebel's spirit is not a gender, but it is a spirit. And we command that spirit to come down in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, confesses and he proclaims that all power belongs to him, that he had victory, power, and authority. So you are defeated in everything, in all things. Your time is temporary. To everything, there is a season, and unto the things of Satan, there comes a time of expiration. We command that the expiration would superimpose right now in the name of Jesus, be superimposed to come against it and shut it down right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now that our children are covered in their schools, and the teachers and the doctors and the nurses, those who are nursing people that have all type of illness and sickness, Father. We ask that you would go into the hospitals and send servants in, Father God, with such an anointing like you did with the disciples, Father. Let their shadow, let their presence upon the grounds of the hospital call forth commands. Healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're living in the end times, but we need to be living also, Father, in the times of miracles, signs, and wonders, so that they will know that you are God, that they see that you are God, and that you live, and that you can do great things. You can do anything but fail. And even in this situation with COVID, your word promises us that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. So, Father, strengthen Bishop. Strengthen everyone. Strengthen them to continue on in the race, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us all stand on the wall and make up the hedge for the things of God. When you seek to find someone who will make up the hedge, always let it be one of us or another sent one, Father God, to make up the hedge, Father God, that we may do your will in the earth, that we may touch and agree upon the word of God, nothing but the word of God, not our opinion, not our own agenda, but your word, Father, because your word is true, and we know that your word is the answer, and we praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. It is in Jesus' name. It shall be well, and it is done so. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, it is so.
Hallelujah. Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers, bring it on home.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just appreciate this time that we can come together as intercessors and pray and lift up the needs, hallelujah, of the world,
Lord,
the people, and all the other things that are going on, hallelujah, that are against God. I'm going to be praying right now for true intercessors. And Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity to come in and to pray, to intercede for others, Lord, and to know that you are going to move in a mighty way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that you are going to answer. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we have no doubt, hallelujah, in our minds when we come to you, because we know who you are and we know what you can and what you will do. So I just pray for the intercessors, Lord, and I pray that that you will continue to watch over us, to bless us, and to keep us diligently in our assignments that you have given us, but also to be, hallelujah, on the watch, to pray, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
to be ready, hallelujah, at all times when there's a need, hallelujah, or someone in trouble, or someone that needs to be healed, or whatever the situation is. Lord, continue to make us ready, no matter what's going on with us. Help us, Lord, to just stop, hallelujah, and intercede for others, and
yes,
to know,
Jesus,
hallelujah, that we can do that, and we can know that you are going to do something about it. And Lord, I just thank you. I pray that you would just watch over us, keep us protected, because oftentimes,
yes,
when we're praying for someone else, the enemy comes along and he tries to attack us. Praise
yes,
God.
But Lord,
you have given us weapons, hallelujah, and to use, and you have given us the strategies. And we pray, Lord, that we will be reminded along the way, hallelujah, that we are walking in your authority. You gave us the authority, hallelujah, to tread over serpents and scorpions, hallelujah, hallelujah, to go about and do what we need to do in spite
yes,
of,
Lord,
in spite
amen,
of,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, the hindrances that Satan may attempt to set before us to keep us from doing your will, hallelujah, and to be on our duty, hallelujah, in prayer for others. Hallelujah. Help us to be strong. Give us strength,
yes,
the strength that we need, Lord, to continue on. Give us the fortitude, hallelujah, that we need. Praise God. And I also pray, Lord, that that you would just surround us with your presence, your protection, hallelujah, at all times. In Jesus' name, I come against disunity in the body of Christ. Hallelujah,
yes,
because it is so important that we become a team, hallelujah, and especially when we're praying and interceding for others, Lord, hallelujah. We can't do it all by ourselves, and you didn't design us to do so. So I pray, Lord, that you would help us, hallelujah, that you would lead and guide us in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of weariness, hallelujah, because oftentimes
yes,
when we're doing your will, hallelujah, and doing what you have called us into doing and praying for your people, hallelujah, we know that the enemy will attempt to wear us out, hallelujah, but you said in your word, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Yes,
so
hallelujah.
Help us, Lord, help us to stand, hallelujah, no matter what we are faced with, hallelujah, help us to continue to go on and accomplish what you have sent us out to do in the name of Jesus. So I'm asking, Lord, for your protection in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that Satan knows the power of prayer and intercession. Hallelujah. And he will attempt to kill, steal, and destroy what you have ordained. Hallelujah. So we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless each one that is on the forefront. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Help us to stand up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name
Father,
of Jesus. And continue to stand. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray tonight for those that need deliverance. Hallelujah. For those that are still on drugs and alcohol and doing different things that they are addicted to. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray for deliverance in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you will cause the right ones to stand for you in these situations, Lord, that many people will be delivered and set free. Hallelujah, so that they can serve you,
Jesus.
So that they can do your will. Hallelujah, that they can, that you will turn them around in the name of Jesus and allow them to know that they still have a chance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that you will bring them out in the name of Jesus. So I just pray, Lord, for deliverance everywhere. Hallelujah, with those, the ones that are yet addicted. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I lift up those that are in prison. I pray, Lord, that you will release, hallelujah, those that are sincere about you and that you would release them, Lord, that they would have an opportunity, hallelujah, to come out and be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, hallelujah, they were released from prison, but also prisoners were as well. And so I pray, Lord, that you will do that in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, the people of Israel were bound, hallelujah, but they were released, hallelujah, from Egypt. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
We praise you, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Lord.
We just thank you. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Lord
know that
God.
You are open unto our prayers. So we just thank you, Lord, for everything that has been lifted up to you in prayer tonight. We know that you have heard our prayers. Hallelujah. We know that you have answered them. And we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For what you are doing right now in Jesus'
yes, Lord.
Name. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Bishop,
would anyone else like to pray at
Bishop,
this time? Yes.
This is Dr. Susie. There was something that was really hard on my heart, and I wanted to ask that we not be remiss to think about our veterans who have suffered.
Oh, we won't. And I was about to pray. Thank you.
Amen.
I won't. I got you.
And if
Amen.
You also lift up, you know, those who are fighting in the war even now, not just
yes.
the veterans and our gangs. So I just wanted you to remember.
The spirit is moving, dear sister. Truly.
Thank
the
you.
Spirit is moving. Hallelujah.
Thank
Most
you,
gracious
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, first and foremost, I come standing in agreement with every prayer that has been prayed. But Lord, I come right now praying for the hearts and the minds of your people. Lord, we
yes.
want you to stand with, Father God, those veterans, those that are fighting,
yes.
those that are in the hospitals. Father God, we ask that you would speak directly to their hearts, their minds, their spirit, and their very souls. Father, they are broken. And we're just asking right now in the name of Jesus, that you would heal them from their innermost so they can praise you with their utmost. Lord, stand and protect the men and women who are fighting these wars so that we might remain free. Lord, I pray for their families that are missing them and loving them and praying for them and fearful for them. Lord, comfort them now. And, Lord, I pray for the servant leaders, every servant leader, Father God. I pray that they would come to themselves, Lord. Forget about themselves. Forget about being served for themselves and simply serve you, God. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus against that spirit of greed in the church, out of the church. In the government, in politics, everywhere, all over the world. Men, women, children, boys are being bought and sold, Father God, for the almighty dollar. People's children, Lord, are being treated as guinea pigs for the almighty dollar. Lord, I pray that you would come and have your way in these situations, in these times. And Father God, I would pray to you that as people contemplate whether or not they are going to take a vaccine, they need to remember that you are God Almighty alone. And Father God, whether they take that vaccine or not, they better have their faith in you, because you're the only one that can truly heal us. You're the only one that can truly save us.
Yes,
Lord, I'm so tired of the pretense. Father God, I'm so tired of the pride. I'm so tired, God, of watching people use one another in your name. I'm tired, Father, of people abusing one another in your name. And Father, I come right now in the name of Jesus, asking that you take them to task. Hatred has no place in your body. Judgment has no place in your body. Hypocrisy has no place in your body. And if your leaders are hypocrites, God, how can we expect your people to be anything less than that? I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would not allow them to set their flocks up for failure by teaching half-truths and only what puts money in the coffers. God, I come praying right now that we would truly become other-minded and not so self-centered. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just walk through this land and people would just begin to declare, we are not going to take it anymore. The world is always telling us to be careful of offending them. Father, when are we going to stand up and say, stop offending our God? It's time for us to make a change. Be the change, God. Holiness is in the Bible, God. Righteousness is still in the Bible, God. But we've let so much worldliness into the church that you can't even come in. So, Lord, I pray that you restore your church. You raise her up again to be what you call her to be, because she's falling down. And we're losing people. People are dying in the pews because we as leaders refuse to use complete wisdom, to use your, hallelujah, discernment, and to teach your word with conviction. So, Lord, I want to thank you for these servant leaders here tonight. I ask your continued blessings upon Dr. Susie as she goes forth as a chaplain for the Veterans Hospital. Lord, I pray that your uncommon favor fall fresh upon her, that you go before her, hallelujah, and you deal with the hearts and the minds of the people that she must work with, Lord. Help her to work effectively and efficiently, Lord, as she deals with those who are suffering from issues of mental health. Give her the wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding, God, that she needs to face every situation. Bless her out there in Indiana, Father God. Keep her safe and strong. And Lord, I ask your blessings upon Prophetess Kathleen as she goes forth in her flower arrangement business. Lord, that is her heart's desire. And I pray that you make it successful. You give her everything that she needs, Lord God. Hallelujah. Strengthen her fingers, Lord God, to make the arrangements. Give her the eye, Lord God, to see the color coordination. Whatever she needs, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you give it to her. And Lord, I pray for her covering her husband, Father God. I pray, Lord God, as he goes about determining what the next phase is for him, that you would just endow him, Lord, and use him to teach and preach and show the younger ones the way, Lord God. Let use his wisdom, oh God, to reach these young men. And Father God, I just come praying right now in the name of Jesus. for my dear sister, Elder Leola, and my baby sister, Apostle J. Leon. Hallelujah. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the Beautiful Gap Ministry. Father God, I pray that you use this ministry mightily all over this world. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for their anointing. I thank you for their preaching and teaching power. I thank you for their heart set, oh God. I just want to say I praise your magnificent and holy name, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for Apostle Zeta, Lord. Continue to bless her, oh God, as she goes forth and takes care of the children. Lord, provide her every need according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray for my dear mother. Lord, I pray for her traveling grace. And I pray, Lord God, that you provide her every need and strengthen her as she contemplates moving again. So, Lord, I just give you the honor and the glory and the praise. And let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive, Sweet Hour of Power. Hallelujah. We are so glad that you are all here tonight. I want to thank the beautiful servant leaders that were in the house. I want to thank the rest of you that are sitting in the studio. I pray that you will come back on next Monday, and perhaps you too will raise your voice in prayer. For all of you sitting in the chat room, I want to say God bless you and thank you. For those of you listening on Skype, via your computer and instant messenger, God bless you. We love you. We will continue to pray for you all. And we pray that you will continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow night, please join Pastor Lester Carver for Tuesday night teachings. Glory to God. Just know we pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Hallelujah. And that from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us, the family here, but believers here at the Spirit Alive Network. God bless you. I love you, family. Thank you.
God bless you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
God bless you.
Bye. Cheering.